Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As expected, heat advisories have been issued for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For today, a high around 97 with a heat index up to 105. It gets worse as we get closer to the weekend. It is Thursday, July 9th. For the sixth straight day, Dallas County reported more than 1,000 COVID-19 cases. The official number, 1,029, with 16 new deaths. Tarrant County, 595 cases and 6 deaths. Collin County, 123 cases and 3 deaths. Denton County also reported 123 cases, but no new fatalities. And the latest numbers out of Ellis County are notable. They are reporting 158 new coronavirus cases, although Ellis County has not reported a COVID-19 death since mid-June. More than 1,800 patients are hospitalized as a result of the coronavirus in North Texas. With school districts across the area working to reopen in just over a month, the UIL is out with new guidelines that are aimed at keeping student-athletes and band students safe. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Yeah, kids are going to have to wear masks whenever they're not actively exercising. The UIL posted these rules yesterday. That brings them in line with the governor's order. It requires any student at least 10 years old, a parent or a coach or another adult, to wear a mask whenever they enter or leave a practice area. Students will have access to locker rooms and showers starting Monday. Players can start drills on the field Monday, too. Arlington ISD Athletic Director Eric White says the district is taking additional steps to make sure kids stay safe.
We're checking the symptoms. We're checking the temperatures. We're bringing them through the gate. We're spreading them out. And we have a great control of them there, so it's a very safe environment for them to work out and compete in.
UIL says kids who are actively exercising can remove their masks as long as they keep at least 6 feet apart from another athlete or coach. Kids can also wear face shields instead of masks. UIL says that's an option for kids who need better circulation or access to their mouths, like kids in the band. Schools can decide themselves whether to offer in-person strength and conditioning this summer, and the UIL says these rules could change if state orders change or schools might adopt their own policies to follow local orders. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's been more than 10 days since Governor Abbott ordered bars across the state to shut down again, and almost a week since he issued a face mask order. But North Texas has not yet seen a drop in new COVID-19 cases. Dr. Trish Pearl at UT Southwestern Medical Center says those new rules could begin having an impact soon.
We think that with both the closing of the bars as well as the mask order, that things should start turning down.
But she says that depends on how well people follow social distancing rules. She says local experts are urging Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins to consider restrictions on events where social distancing is not possible. Texas Republicans not happy about their in-person convention being canceled, and now they're talking about possible legal action. The update from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
On an online call with party delegates, Texas GOP Party Chairman James Dickey said the state Republican Executive Committee has not yet conceded to an online convention and is considering legal action against Houston and the operator of the George R. Brown Convention Center.
No, that the SREC has made it clear that it is our desire, as it has always been, and as you will hear as I talk tonight, to go forward with an in-person convention.
One option could be Montgomery County Judge Mark Keogh has extended an invitation to host the convention there. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Those who have recovered from COVID-19 can play an important part in helping others recover as well. KRLD's LP Phillips with more on convalescent plasma.
It's become an important weapon in helping patients who are in severe distress from coronavirus. Convalescent plasma has shown promise. It's such a new treatment that the jury's still out on how long the antibodies in the plasma last. And Dr. Pamela Jensen of Texas Health Presbyterian says,
there are numerous clinical studies ongoing throughout the world on this particular subject. Our doctors here at Presbyterian think that convalescent plasma can help their patients.
It can only be drawn from those who have recovered from COVID-19 and are symptom-free for at least 2 weeks. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Garland, police are looking for several suspects after they used the pandemic to scam a woman. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that story.
Garland police say the suspects told the woman her water was contaminated with COVID-19 and they needed to come inside to inspect it. Once they were in, police say they went through the woman's belongings and stole some of her jewelry. Police are reminding folks not to let anyone inside your home unless they have a scheduled visit. Also, check to see if they're wearing a uniform, driving a company vehicle, or have a badge. Garland police are still searching for the suspects responsible for the bad water trick. They say if you have any information, give them a call. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
North Texas home sales are starting to bounce back after a tough couple of months early in the pandemic. The good news from the latest report from the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems and Texas A&M's Real Estate Center. The data shows single home sales were up 16% in June compared to a year earlier. That should restore some, but by no means all, of the 17% drop in April and the 25% decline in May. Real estate agents confirm business is picking up again, especially in homes ranging from $250,000 to $500,000. Some welcome news for college students who depend on financial aid. More from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
With COVID-19 continuing to wreak havoc on college students' lives, Governor Abbott announces that the state will allocate $57 million in federal funds to ensure that those who rely on financial aid can remain enrolled. The funds are designed to offset potential cuts to key state financial aid programs caused by the pandemic. The money comes from the governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund, made available through the CARES Act. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Other local notes this morning, a Dallas police officer is in the hospital after a very serious crash last night. Just before 10:30, a Dallas police cruiser on its way to a call crashed and rolled near the intersection of South Polk and Camp Wisdom. The car came to rest on its roof. The officer taken to the hospital with what are believed to be serious injuries. Investigators have not released any information on why the officer lost control. A Dallas convenience store clerk hospitalized after being shot during a robbery this morning. Just before 3 a.m., customers found the badly wounded man on the floor inside the 7-Eleven on Abrams near 635. Police don't know why the robber opened fire. The clerk rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The gunman still on the loose. And a man is in the hospital after being shot in Forney last night. Just after 9:30 Wednesday evening, the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office got the call about gunfire on Bainbridge Drive just off Highway 80 in the Windmill Farms development in Forney. Early reports called it a drive-by shooting, but investigators have not confirmed that. The victim reportedly shot in the backside. He was airlifted to a Dallas hospital. No arrests have been reported. Coming up at 8:10 this morning on KRLD, Billy Sanez from GoFlyMore.com will join the KRLD Morning News with an update on the expected huge layoffs in the airline industry. We invite you to stay connected throughout the day. Get the latest local updates on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com and in the Radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the Radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.